are hundreds of thousands of applications for algorithms that try to confirm you are who you say you are. Mei An is a computer scientist with the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
The applications of face recognition have expanded quite a bit over the years, from the traditional applications to sometimes sort of exotic and strange ones. For example, one time I remember reading about face recognition being used to ration toilet paper in public restrooms in different parts of China to combat toilet paper theft.
But because COVID-19 forced people to wear masks, those algorithms aren't working very well. It's simply hard to detect your facial features when 60 to 70% of your face is covered up. An did a study on just how accurate or not the pre-pandemic software programs are now.
The idea is if existing face recognition technology actually works with masks, then system owners won't need to upgrade or replace their current algorithms to be able to handle people wearing face masks. So what we did in our study was we applied masks digitally to a large set of photos, millions of them.
Then she compared the accuracy of photos with masks and without. She took into consideration the shape, the color, and the amount of nose coverage with the mask, and if changing it would make a difference. The algorithms, when looking at unmasked photos, had a 0.3% error rate. But photos with masks failed to match 20 to 50% of the time.
We found that the amount of mask coverage mattered. So we looked at the amount of nose coverage. High coverage masks caused more errors when we compared them to low coverage masks. And on average, we saw about a factor of 5 increase in error rates on high masks versus low masks. And this was consistent across the board. And we also found that wide masks yielded higher error rates when compared to round masks because wide masks cover more of the face.
An says the top algorithm companies, the U.S.'s Paravision and Deep Glint from China, did perform better than the rest when photos were covered with masks. They had a 5% error rate. An used light blue to simulate surgical masks and black masks for the test. She says the black mask caused more errors. She didn't test the impact of masks that had texture or ones with a pattern. There are other caveats.
We didn't look at camera effects. So, for example, if someone with light skin wearing a dark mask or someone with darker skin wearing a light mask, it might interact with the camera differently and cause over or underexposure problems.
Because she only tested facial recognition software designed before the pandemic, the next step is to figure out the accuracy of algorithms designed for the wearing of masks. That study will begin in the fall. In the meantime, facial recognition companies are developing algorithms to identify people with masks. Paravision says it developed a new program in the first week of April and is in the process of rolling it out. An suggests some businesses might want to shift facial recognition to the area around the eyes, the eyebrows, and forehead. She also says current software could be supplemented with iris recognition. Facial recognition software is ramping up. Pop ID has a product that combines instant facial recognition and temperature screening that can connect to employees' mobile devices. The Columbus Dispatch reports Ohio's Wasserstrom Company is manufacturing and distributing it. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.